好嗨，I'm not muted, right? Like last time. This is my first time doing a Twitter space since the last time where I was muted for like 30 minutes or something. Yes, I remember. Don't worry, that was loading music on purpose. I remember. Oh hi. Okay, people hear me. Okay. Hello. What the heck, man? I'm so mad. Maybe I shouldn't be mad. Do you want to hear what the problem is? There's many of them. I'm not. I don't worry about it. First of all, where do I start? Okay. Well, first of all, I'm in Japan. I've been here for how many days? It's been, oh my gosh, it's already been like, I guess this is my like fourth full day. Oh no, my, yeah, I can't do math. Okay, yeah, I've been here for days, and I'm here for like quite a while, so I'm gonna be streaming from here once this gets fixed. But since I'm here for like longer than last time, they gave me an entire setup. So they gave me like management gave me a laptop and a monitor and a keyboard and a mouse. Even though I brought my own mouse, that's the only thing I brought from home though. I won't do that next time because they gave me a different audio interface. It's not a Go XLR. And whoever set this up didn't install the driver for it. And it's, I can only find it in Japanese. And I tried to adjust the microphone because it's really, really quiet because the interface, I don't know how to access it. So, in OBS, what I did last night was I just set the gain up really high, and it didn't sound great, but it was tolerable. But today, for some reason, there's like this awful metallic sound if I turn the gain up, and if it's off, you can't hear me at all. But also, the desktop audio isn't working now. And my headphones aren't working now. They weren't working when I first like was setting everything up, but then I fixed it. But yeah, I think by either end of today or by tomorrow morning, since it's Monday, I can get help. Somebody can help me fix it, or someone who knows tech might figure it out. I'm gonna ask Bae too. But Bae's busy right now, and Bae is smart, and Bae brought her Go XLR, and she brought her microphone. She brought a bunch of her own stuff from home. So, note to self for next time. Yeah. I've never seen this interface. I guess it is pretty cool. It's just I don't know how to get the driver, and I can't fix the audio. I don't, and I'm getting really frustrated because I've been trying to do it for like almost an hour now. I just should have left the computer on, but the do you guys hear the laptop fan? The laptop is really loud, and there's not even anything running except just the chat. I closed everything else, just the chat's open, and I think that's part of why there's that metallic sound. But yeah, that's just this laptop fan. So I know there's ways you can possibly make it quieter. But I need to. I don't know what laptop is this actually. I've never seen this brand before. Then again, I don't know much about laptops. It just says it's just Gigabyte. It looks pretty good. Like what? I think it can. It'll probably be able to run games and stuff. Like a decent amount of games. It's a gaming laptop. But it says a crazy fan. All I did was touch the search bar and it got louder. But I've never heard of, yeah, I've never heard of, well, maybe I've heard of Gigabyte. I've never owned anything from them, I think. Or at least not a laptop. I don't know, what was my I had a gaming laptop for a really, really long time because I didn't have a PC for years. I didn't have it like when I moved out of the nest, I don't think I got a PC until a year before HoloLive. I got my first PC. Otherwise, yeah, before that I was just using a laptop. How did I do that? I played video games on that laptop. No, I played video games on this really old Dell laptop that I bought from a family member for like $200. And I'd play like FPS games at less than 30 frames per second. And I remember one of my friends, she had Overwatch on her, what was it? Was it a PS4? I think it was a PS4. Was Overwatch on PS4? I'm sorry, I'm not good with the gaming consoles either. So, she had it on a console, and that's actually how I like. You can blame her. She's how I started playing FPS. Anyway, she had it on a console, and I remember the first time I played it, I was like, "Oh, this is fun!" So I got it on my really cheap Dell laptop, and then I would go to her house and play it again, and the difference in quality made me realize just how what I was missing. But I don't think I got the. Why did I get the game? I don't know. This isn't. Does anyone care about this? It's, anyway, I'm in Japan and I'm doing stuff. I wanted to stream and talk about what I've been doing, but I don't know. I'm sad. I wanted to save it for a stream, but I also want to talk about stuff because I also haven't been able to stream much because. Hold on, I need to breathe. That wasn't breathing. Okay. I've been doing so much stuff and a lot of stuff I can't talk about, but there's other stuff I can talk about. But I was recording every day up until I left, literally right before I left, like less than 10 hours before I was recording because I think I talked about this. Oh, did I tell? I think I only talked about this with members. I don't remember. That's how little I've been streaming. I don't even remember what I have done. Anyways, yeah, basically two big things I wanted for my birthday won't be done for my birthday. Hopefully anniversary. I cross fingers. Maybe at least one maybe anniversary. Anyways, yeah, I have to do other stuff for my birthday. So, really last minute, I started this one project that I'd been wanting to do anyway, but I was planning to do it later, because I wanted to prioritize other things, but I pushed it forward. I hope it turns out okay. But that's still supposed to be done before my birthday. And then I also have a pretty cool stream planned for it because I'm gonna be in Japan for my birthday. But I'm gonna celebrate it the day after so that in NA it's the 4th, but for me it'll be the 5th. Sorry, I need to hydrate more. I've been just consuming like sugary caffeinated drinks. I need to remember to drink water. Yesterday, Babe convinced me to get a pistachio latte. Ooh, I mean noise. A pistachio latte. It's super sweet, and I don't taste the pistachio, but Bae tastes the pistachio. It's good. It just tastes like sugar coffee. What else have I? Wait, what else was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Birthday. Yeah, I have plans for birthday. I hope it can make up for the lack of projects that were meant to be done, but it's okay. Is okay. I'm like, this means I can continue being excited to release them. I'm past that like stressful part of it not being ready and realizing I don't have anything and being in full panic mode. But it's all good. It's really cool. I'm really excited for you guys to see. I think it's gonna be like the coolest stuff I've done so far. So, yes, I put in the budget. I said the. Did I tell you guys that when I was younger, I had like a speech issue where I wouldn't pronounce TH? I'd say duh, D. And I had to go to like this special lady to learn how to pronounce things. But I feel like I only went there for like 3 times and then I figured it out. Anyways, oh yeah, it was weird though. It creeped me out because she kind of looked like Mother Owl. Like she looked eerily similar to Mother Owl. It freaked me out a lot. Anyways, wait, what? It's even harder to like keep track of my thoughts, I feel like, with Twitter Space. I feel like, because I'm using my phone, someone should be responding to me. So it feels like I'm on a phone call. But I'm looking at chat, so it's okay. Mother Owl in a wig? But no, she had like the same hair, and like the same face, and the same style. Freaked me out. Anyways, yeah, I'm gonna keep what my birthday stream plan is a surprise. Still. But I have to do a ton of stuff for that too. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna. I have a lot to do. I have many a thing. But it's really exciting that I get to do so much. Like, oh my goodness. It always feels so weird going to like the studio. Being like, oh my gosh, I have work to do. It's exciting. I have to do quite a lot because I can't really do much, you know, when I have civilization duties. I can't really just go, oh, sorry, professor. I have to go and dance and sing for the masses. I'm sorry. Can I please have an extension? But no, you can't. But yeah. Anyways, so yeah, I have a lot to do with my time here. And I still have a lot to prep for birthday. But it's really nice that morning here is the time I usually stream when I'm at home. Because, oh yeah, of course, my sleep is excellent here. My sleep is excellent because there's no animal waking me up. And also because my sleep is so bad. Like, my sleep schedule is so messed up when I'm at home. But I have absolutely zero jet lag. I go to bed at, like, pretty decent times, and I get tired at pretty decent times. And I've been waking up at 5, which is not ideal. But, yeah, actually, I want to work on that. I'd rather wake up at 9. But I wake up at 5, then I'm up for a few hours, then I fall back asleep, and then I get up around, again, around, like, 9 or 10. But, yeah, it gets bright really early here. But when I'm at home, I never wake up and feel like I can stay up. I have to force myself to get up for animal. Even if I go back to sleep after, taking care of animal, it's really hard for me to get up again. But here, I have that feeling of, wow, I'm actually rested. Well, to an extent, because like I said, I get tired again, so I go back to sleep. But yeah, handy dandy. To have a degenerate sleep schedule, I guess, if I travel to Japan once or twice a year. So, bring animals to Japan. I wish. I miss animals so much. It feels so weird to sleep and not have an animal there. I brought, like, this really tiny plushie, but it's not the same. It's really, like, I can name two things. There's two things that I don't like about leaving home and coming to Japan. First one is I can't bring animal, and I miss animal, and I wonder if animal misses me. I get pictures and stuff. She seems pretty happy. She gets to hang out with other animals. So she has, like, a pack thing going on when I'm gone. Maybe she's happy. Anyway, I miss Animal. And then the other thing is that I don't have my computer set up. I don't like that. But this time I have a company provided. And I think it's going to work well. It's just, I'm not used to this, I'm not used to these things. And I'm not very tech savvy. So, like, the computer fan's an issue. The micro, like, I can't read Japanese. And I just couldn't find it. I wonder if this dude, okay, what's this brand called? It's called Aver Media. I don't think it's Japanese. Well, maybe. I don't know, because it's like the switches are in English. It also could just be because I'm on, like, you know, Japanese Wi-Fi. But also, oh, I have NLL Senpai stream open, and I went to it, and her, she's leaning forward very much. I was using her, oh yeah, I can't hear any computer audio, so I was using her stream to try testing if I could hear her, and I couldn't hear her unless I played audio from the monitor. Sad. Last night I figured it out. I just can't figure it out now. Oh well. I have two chats open. They make the most reliable capture cards. Oh, that's good because... Oh, shoot. I X'd out something. That's good because I also have the capture card. It's not set up yet, but they gave it to me because I brought my Switch. So, I honestly don't think I'm going to use it, but I might. I could use it maybe if, Actually, no, Bae brought hers. I think Bae brought her own capture card. Bae's setup is all good to go. I saw it. I was like, geez. Bae smart. But yeah, Bae is in Japan. She's been here for, I think, a little over a week or something. But yeah, I am very close to Bae. I can walk to Bae very easily. So she's just she's doing stuff right now. She's busy rat right now. But, oh, what have I been doing? I was going to say this for stream, but I'm really excited, so I'm not going to. I get to, like, go outside, and I get to do activities. It's such night and day from when I was at home, because I was just recording. I go outside to take Animal out, but all I did was record. I would record. Then I'd get really mad at my recordings, and I'd sit and think. And then I'd go back. But I get to do so much. Like, I love Japan, because Japan is just really awesome. But I also love being here because I get to hang out with people, and I get to see my friends and my coworkers and meet people too. I get to meet new people, so I hope I can meet a lot more people this time, especially because I'll be here longer. But let's see, what have I done so far? I hung out with, Bae, since Bae and I are really close together, I've been around Bae a lot. What have I done? Wait, I remember yesterday. What did I do the day before? Oh my gosh, the off collab! Oh my gosh. I was like, I know I did something really at the studio. What did I do? Okay, the first couple days I settled in, and then I had off collab with Lene and Kiawa, and that was really, that was my first time doing a hand cam stream. I was really shy, and I was really nervous. I don't think I will ever do those on my own. Sorry if you like hand cam stuff. I will only ever do that, like, probably in the studio. Anyways, we play games and stuff, if you guys saw. Watch the stream. I'm not gonna talk about the stream because we streamed it. Afterwards, though, I hung out with Kiara and I hung out with Bae. They helped me find some clothes because I'm really bad at shopping, so they helped me find a couple things. And then, oh, I got, what have I got lunch with Kiara, and I think Rainy was busy. Rainy, ID2. ID2 is here. They're busy doing their 3D stuff. And I got lunch with Kiara and managers, and it was yummy. Kiara and I shared omurice. I never had an omurice before because I was really turned off by it because of the idea of ketchup and rice together. Because I have a really weird, like, I don't know, ketchup sometimes grosses me out. You know how, there's people that like get really grossed out by eggs. Like they'll be eating eggs, tamago. They eat it, and then as they eat it, they realize this is disgusting. Apparently, that's a really common feeling people have. I have that if I eat hard-boiled egg, yolk. But anyways, I have that kind of with ketchup. Like if ketchup is with certain things, I think it's disgusting. Like ketchup by itself disgusts me. But if it's on French fries, it's good. But if it's on like burgers, I don't like ketchup on burgers. It grosses me out. Like if ketchup touches bread, it grosses me out. Potato, it's okay. Bread, it's gross. And then, anyways, but omurice, I had it for the first time. It was very yummy. It was very, very, very yummy. I didn't taste ketchup. Probably because, you know, when ketchup is warmed and cooked with stuff, it's different. Because, like, ketchup is in a lot of sauces, too. But ketchup with pasta, that grosses me out. I felt so bad. Growing up, I had a friend who really liked to eat ketchup and pasta. I didn't make her feel bad about it, but it definitely grossed me out. So I would like look away from it. Anyways, no, I can't do that. So that was, when was that? 2 days ago? 2 days ago. Yesterday, I had to do, we had a rehearsal for Holotori. So I got to see Holotori. Duh. Yeah, I probably can't talk much about it, but we hung out and stuff, and we did cute things, and it was really fun, and I'm really happy I got to see all of them again. Cause I've met. Oh, sorry. I feel like of all the people in Japan besides Ian that I like seen, I've been with Holotori the most, like the members of Holotori the most. So. It was really nice to see them again. We got to do stuff. It was cool. What kind of cute stuff? Like holding hands and stuff. You know, the usual. anyways. Oh my gosh. Sorry. I need to hydrate more. It's also a bit stuffy in my room. I turned the AC off because it's so hot. Because the AC and the computer fan was just, it was too much. What else did I? I met Ollie for the first time yesterday. But I feel really bad. I'm gonna see Ollie again because I was really tired because we went after our rehearsal. So I was with Bae, Kiara, Callie, Rene, and Ollie. And oh my gosh, they were doing karaoke, and when I go to karaoke, I don't sing because I'm really I'm hazukashi. I'm so shy, but I really like to listen. Like I really like to just be in the room and listen. I probably look really awkward because I just kind of sit there, but I really enjoy it. But I was also really tired, so I was probably I probably looked like I was dying inside, but. I'm really happy I got to go because they're so fun for karaoke. I'm not that type of fun. I'm the quiet type of fun, but they go crazy. Callie's so fun. She has like the best ad libs to songs. But Ollie has so much energy. Oh my gosh, like she's as crazy. In person too. But she gave me a hug. Like I don't know if she knew I was coming. So like, because I think Bae and I joined kind of last minute, so we showed up, And I was like, hello, I'm Moon Mei. And she gave me a hug. But I told Bae and Ollie that I want us to watch a movie in person together. Because we were meaning to watch something, but Ollie was busy preparing for 3D, and then Bae always has, well, Bae has time, but she always has stuff she's working on. Bae always has some project going on. But then I also had a ton of stuff to do. But so I was like, okay, in person, we should watch a movie. I want to watch Titanic because I want to make Bae cry over it. I'm really determined to make that happen. So I'm going to, like, okay, I did all of this for Bae. I don't know why I did this, but I did this for her. So I watched Titanic on my own. it's very weird. I watched Titanic on my own to prepare watching it with her so that I could analyze the movie and so that I could point out specific things to make it more sad for her. So, like, I don't know why I do these things, but I was like, okay, for that scene, because in the movie, they have a lot of references to actual people that were on the Titanic and actual stories that are very sad, obviously. But I think knowing that they're based on actual people, scenes are based on actual people makes it way, 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 way more sad. Like, it's more sad than just, you know, spoiler alert, Jack dying. Like, that's not even the saddest part. That scene is not where it should get you. There is so much more that should get you. I'm sorry. I get really, like, interested in how movies, how do I explain this? Like, I really like psychological thrillers. This isn't a psychological thriller, but I like to know, like, when a lot of thought is put into how they want to make the viewer feel, I guess. Like, why they choose to show certain things and all that stuff. Anyways, but it's beyond, you know, like, all the death and everything, which is, of course, very sad, but also the meanings. I'm gonna make Bae cry. I'm gonna make Bae cry over it. Because I saw, I was watching, what did I see? It's not a meme, but I saw something that was like, oh shoot, what was it? It was like, he wanted to live. She wanted to die. He died for her. And she lived for him. Like, that's, like, the gist of, like, what's supposed to make you, like, emotional over it. So I'm gonna make Bae cry over Titanic. I don't want to make her cry, like, over anything else. It has to be over that. Anyways. What else? Wait, there's a chat on this? Hold on. Oh, no, there's not a chat. It's just replies. Oh, I see. Oh, wait, that's weird. Are these tweets or they're just comments on the Twitter space? It's different. I see. Okay, sorry, I got distracted. What else do I have to talk about? I've been going kind of fast. I have yogurt. It's been out for like, oh shoot, it's been almost 2 hours now. I got berry yogurt. I should probably put it in the fridge. It might be kind of gross. I got berry yogurt and I got my latte. I should get water. Yesterday management gave me chocolate. I was so happy, but they gave me a lot. They gave me a, like, and I opened it, there's a lot of chocolate. It's all berry flavored chocolate, And they were like, oh, we hope you like it. And I was like, how do you know I like berries? How could you have known? I was happy. It was my reward because then we had like a little meeting before where they were like, we need this. Like, your deadline's Mume. Please. Please. It's so much more awkward in person when you're asked for deadlines. Because over, well, first, this is a me problem. I have trouble staying on top of things, which is why having a manager is very handy dandy. But sometimes I have trouble staying on top of what my manager says. Because to be fair, there's been a lot. Like, I've had a lot I had to do because I got a lot of extensions because I had the cough for so long. So they've been very, 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 very patient. But it just piled on a lot of stuff. And then even after the cough, there's a ton of new things I have to, like, I need to work on. So there's just a lot to do. And I'm going to do it. I'm a do it. But it's really funny when, like, they never get mad. Like, you know, they're never like, we have to have a serious talk. Like, why isn't this in? They're always like, they're always very nice. They're probably too nice. They're like, oh, you know, if you could get it in like that, that would be great. Or, we could really use this right now. Mume, this is supposed to release tomorrow. Could you please maybe consider submitting? Anyways, but in person, it's funny because I feel like everyone's just laughing. They're like, yeah, so that. Because usually it's over text. But then over in person, it's like, yeah, so that thing. You're like, yeah, 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 yeah. You're like, yeah, do you think you could do it? And you go, yeah, it shouldn't be that hard to do. I just forgot about it. Yeah, my voice pack. Oh, my voice pack. I did get an extension for that, but actually with my voice pack that had a bit of an issue because I wanted to redo my lines, but I didn't have time to redo them because I don't know. Will this make it sell better? I feel like I have a lot of saliva in my takes, I didn't like all the mouth sounds in my takes, and I wanted to redo them because it couldn't be removed with editing. So I wanted, especially a certain one, I wanted to redo. But I felt like the more water I drank, the worse it was. And I know that the best way to combat that is to eat green apples. So when I had it as an assignment, it was the green apple recordings to do. But it didn't work. I think if you have that issue, it usually means you're dehydrated. But I was drinking so much water, but maybe I was drinking water too late. Anyways, I didn't redo it. I said, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, humans who might not like the mouth sounds, but I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe it's worse in my head. I thought it was pretty bad. Ay. JP version. Oh, I wasn't told to do a Japanese version, which makes sense because I don't speak Japanese. Also, I don't think they gave me a Japanese version because they knew I had a lot I had to do, so they didn't want to put too much work onto me, especially because Japanese would have taken longer for me to do takes for. But, speaking of Japanese, I feel like every time I come to Japan, I get really excited because I start to understand more. Because if you didn't know, I used to know more Japanese before All Alive, but I stopped trying. And I stopped really listening. I even, like, didn't really watch anime for a while. So I got really, really out of practice. I never was good at speaking it because I'm really shy, so I never talk. Anyway, I'm not good at speaking English either because I have issues with speaking, especially to people who are right in front of me. I get really scatterbrained. So I don't think I'll ever be good at speaking Japanese because I don't think I'll be good at speaking. Anyway, like forming sentences in my head, even in English, I overthink so much. I get so confused. But I get really excited when I'm here because I notice that I start to understand more, or when I hear people talk. And I hear, especially if I hear Kiara or Bae speak, maybe because I'm used to their voices or something. I don't know everything they're saying, but I usually get a decent amount to know at least what they're talking about, but I might not fully, you know, there might be a key thing that I miss. But I really like to listen, but I also feel kind of creepy. Yesterday I was with Holodori, and they can all speak Japanese except me. I don't know what Anna's Japanese was so good, but, I knew, I've known for, the past, year. But I think before that, I didn't know. Anyway, sorry. They were speaking. I was just listening. I was so happy. I kind of knew what they were talking about. They were talking about sweat, and... they're talking about sweat in bottles, and I am almost certain they were talking about sweat. They were talking about other stuff, and yeah. And I saw Toa-sama. I saw Toa-sama at the studio, but she was wearing something really different, very different style. So I didn't recognize her at first. And she's like, oh, Mume, hello. And she's really quiet. I was like, Dari? Who? But then I... I felt really bad. But she looked really different. I was like, Tosama! Then it all came back to me. But here, I kind of did that to Kiara too, didn't I? No, Kiara was a bit different. I want to talk about the Kiara. Kiara. Okay. No, I didn't expect to see her. And she was really quiet. To be honest, when I see people, unless I've been around them for a long time, I kind of avoid looking at their faces. I try not to, but I kind of naturally just don't. I'm not good at eye contact, and I just don't want to look at people's faces because I don't want to make eye contact. So it's harder for me to remember faces unless I've really, seen people multiple times. But with Kiara was different, though, because I could see... How do I say this? Basically, we were walking, and I was looking for her. I was also, maybe I should give context. Basically, I was meeting Kiara somewhere, and I was looking for her. She walked by me. She recognized me, but for now I'll say I technically didn't recognize her, but there's a reason for that. So I walked by her, then she came back, and I realized, oh, hello. But she, I could tell, she, not like, I didn't know it was Kiara yet, but whoever she was walking by me, I could tell she was looking at me, and... If she's looking at me, whoever, if a person's looking at me, are you going to, actually, what would you guys do? If you could tell somebody was staring at you, would you make eye contact with them, and would you hold the eye contact, or do you think you'd feel really awkward, and to save both of you from feeling awkward, you would not look, you'd purposely avoid it, you wouldn't perceive it? What do you think you would do? Would you be Would you be the alpha? Would you stare back at them and stare at them until they turned away? You'd say, oh, hi. You'd run. You'd run. See, okay, so that's what happened. I didn't look directly at her face. I could tell she was looking at me. And I was like, okay, this woman is looking at me, and I don't want to make this awkward, so I'm just going to pretend I don't notice she's looking at me. And I'm going to walk to this random spot where I'm not even supposed to go, and I'm going to wait a little bit until I know she's passed, and then I will resume looking for Kiara, but it was Kiara who was looking at me. Yeah. So it's not that I didn't recognize her, it's just that I purposely didn't look at her. Because I had the feeling, you know? Also, in my head, I was thinking, I'm going to meet her in this exact spot. But she was not in that spot. She was walking. Like, in my brain, I was like, I'm going to walk up to Kiara standing still. That is my mission. But the mission was different. The mission didn't say she would be walking towards me. So, yeah. That's what happened. I feel less bad because Subaru Senpai didn't recognize me at first. She said that she was told I wasn't going to be there. So I waved at her and I was like, hi, Subaru Senpai. And she's like, oh. I think Kiara pointed to me and being like Moonbae, and then Subaru-san was like, what? Moonbae? Like, hello. But see, again, you need context. She didn't think I was going to be there. So her brain, you know, it didn't put it together. You see? You see? And to be fair, like, people wear masks all the time. So that probably makes it harder to remember people's faces. But, yeah, it was really fun. So, it was funny. It made me feel as bad. We have bird brains. We are excused. Whether Subaru-senpai likes to admit it or not, she has bird brain. Openness. Openness, openness. Oh, da, 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 da. Anyways, what else do I have? It's kind of awkward because I can't really talk about what I'm doing very much. I'm doing stuff. I'm having a lot of fun. I love being here. I'm so happy to be here. It's so much fun, and I'm really happy I have the stream set up. I'll get it to work. I get help. It's just, it's Sunday, and I don't really want to bother staff, and I also don't, I don't know what, I don't want to make, like, a member come if they're not familiar with it either. So, shoot, wait, actually, no, I have to contact staff because I need to, I need my microphone. Well, I would have felt bad contacting them in the morning because they're probably sleeping. They all have bad sleep schedules because of time zones and stuff. So, let them sleep. Oh my goodness, the managers can be so funny. Like, but during the off collab with Kiara and Nene, we had a few managers in the room with us. They like have to try not to laugh. Like, they're being so quiet, and like Gemma was going around like to show us the questions and everything, and she's like walking so silently and like sneaking around and everything. But then another manager Another manager used a box cutter to cut up the Rice Krispie treats that I brought, and I don't think like it was thought through very well, because Rice Krispie treats are made of marshmallow, very sticky marshmallow, and marshmallow is hard to clean off of things. So you had like two managers trying to clean this box cutter in the corner. I know a box cutter. I know they're so easy to break apart. Rice Krispies aren't a thing here, so no one probably knew that you could just really easily, break it apart. They might maybe thought it was like cake or something. But you have to do that without making noise. So, yeah. It was really funny. They're so helpful. Oh my gosh. Literally, I feel so bad. All right, not today. Yesterday, I brought lots of snacks, because I brought an entire suitcase of snacks, and they're not even good. I was just like, oh, I shall bring a taste of America. Like, what would you bring? What can you bring? I just thought of like really stupid stuff. Like, I thought of mac and cheese, Sour Patch Kids, Goldfish, and Rice Krispies treats. That's all I could, because anything else I thought of was, I feel like you can get it better in Japan. But maybe my mind was too focused on sweets. I was like, oh, I could get like macarons, or I could get chocolate. But then I think, no, that stuff, you can find that in Japan. It's not that good. And I know, like, I think people who aren't American find American chocolate really gross. So, jerky. I was thinking about bringing beef jerky, but I wanted to avoid, customs inspections as much as possible. And I know you can bring like dried meat, but I was just, I don't know. I do really bad if they ask, like, oh, are you bringing any meat products? I probably would have been like, yes. And then they'd pry about it, and I didn't want to deal with that. You know, I'm pretty sure like you can bring dried meat, I'm pretty sure. Anyways, I left Sour Patch Kids and Rice Krispies at the studio for staff. I feel bad if they don't like it. It's really sweet. Oh yeah, Tosama tried a Sour Patch Kid, but she didn't like, I don't think she expected it to be sour, and I can tell she didn't I was like, oh, maybe we should have explained that it's sour. First it's sour, then it's sweet. I bought so much mac and cheese. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I don't want to eat mac and cheese while I'm here. I'm just gonna hand boxes of mac and cheese to the members. Oh, should I get all? No, it's okay. It's okay. But yeah, so my suitcase sounded like, what did you say? Like maracas? Or do maracas sound like that? I guess so. Yeah. Oh, well. Food is so good here. Food is so cheap, and food is so good. I feel like a lot of Ian members have the same favorite onigiri filling. I think almost all of us really like the salmon roll one. That's my favorite. I know it's Ina's favorite. It might be Gura's, because I saw their Twitter interactions, and Gura was like sweating because she got a lot of the onigiri. But. Oh yeah, I missed Gura. Gura and I cannot meet. Why? Why is that? What would happen? What's so bad? I'm just kidding. It was like very unfortunate timing. I messaged her like over a month ago. Because I didn't know when she was leaving. I didn't, like, really think about when she was going and when I was going. I was like, when are you leaving? And I think it was literally, like, it was less than a week before I arrived. And we're, like, I was kind of like, can I go earlier? Can I? Or could she stay later? But it couldn't work. It wouldn't work for us to change the schedule. I was like, what the heck? The heck. It's okay. One day. But we want to play that voice game together. I think we're going to try to do that this week. Or maybe next week. It kind of depends on... I have to check my schedule. But yeah, we want to prove that it's easy, and that if you don't get 10 out of 10, you gotta go to the doctor. It's like one of those medical quizzes for your hearing. Do I have any other plans that I can talk about? Like what I want? I saw there's a Holocure update. I want to play Holocure while I'm here. It should be easy, like, actually, it should be super easy for this computer. This gaming laptop. It's pretty soundproof here. I think that I could do, like, some singing, maybe. Like, not, like, belting or anything. I have to record stuff in here anyway. Oh, it's on... I thought it was out already. Why did I think it was out? Oh, maybe because I saw Zeta playing it. But I guess she wasn't doing the update. Oh, I see. What else can I do? I can do chat. Oh, off collabs. Bay and I will do one. Steve. Quite a bit of ideas here, I think. So, I ask around about off collabs. I'm trying to think of what I could do by myself. I still want to do... Like, I really hope I can do what I wanted to do today. I mean, I'm basically talking about everything right now. But would you listen to my stories again? Maybe I'll remember more by tomorrow. Or I can talk about it again. Oh my goodness. Can people stop getting injured? Stop having emergencies. Oh my gosh. Sorry. I'm just kidding. I hope everyone in the world is happy and healthy. Oh, my tummy grumbled because I didn't get to eat my yogurt. It was the aliens. No, it must be the aliens. Like with my microphone. It has to be aliens. Like, there's, like, what else could it be? Why did it work last night? Why wasn't the metallic sound an issue last night? Huh? You'd have to consider that aliens interfered with my setup because I was exposing the truth too much. Also, when I first arrived, the headphone jack was in, like, the wrong jack? The headphone jack in the wrong jack. I forgot what it was called. It was in the wrong thing. You have to consider that aliens infiltrated where I'm staying and sabotaged my setup so that I couldn't stream yesterday. And then they returned, or maybe they sent a laser down from their UFO and messed up this Aver Media audio interface. We have to consider Oh my gosh. I showed Bay I showed Bay like the pyramid. The pyramid. I think, what else did I show her? It was really funny. I didn't think she'd want to watch it. She seemed pretty interested, so what episode should I show her? Oh wait, never mind. I know exactly what episode to show her. Okay, n never mind. Never mind. I know what episode we're gonna watch. Okay. Man, I still feel bad that the I can't do the stream. At least I can do the space. But this sucks. It'll be fixed. I mean, if I'm in a city with a lot of technology. So, if I need something new or if I want to replace something, easy. It's just I'm not good at this stuff. I wonder, maybe there's an issue because I think staff tried setting it up and I think they tested it. Maybe I did something wrong. I don't know. But at least I have a setup because last time I didn't. Last time we depended on Bay. We were together. Maybe even Bay will know what the issue is. But I do need to get this fixed. I actually have to work on stuff outside of streaming with this. So, yes, it'll be fixed. And also, yeah, like I said, it's nice that morning. It's in the morning is when morning here is when I usually stream at home. So, I don't I usually don't have things I have to do in the morning. Usually, it's later in the day. Except tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, I do have to do stuff in the morning. I might have to do stuff in the morning on other days too. Anyways, I'm more free. It's so weird to stream, or well, I didn't stream. It's weird to start setting up for stream right at like after waking up, because usually I stream at the end of my day after I'm done with everything. But now there is a lot I have to do like after, so yes. I'm itchy. I got a bug bite. Itchy, itchy, itchy. Anyways, I don't really know what else to do. Are you guys doing good? Also, if you joined the space late, I'm looking at chat on YouTube because I was supposed to stream. So I'm looking at the chat there. Yeah. You doing good? Man, everything feels so bad. I feel so out of the loop. I don't even usually I feel like I'm pretty like in the know of in the know, is that the right thing I want to say? I usually am on top of like what other people are doing, like what Ian's up to, what Ian has been up to, but I don't really know what the others have been doing. I've been so focused on my own stuff. But, or like, always, I feel like I'm always looking towards the future because there's stuff I have to prepare for the future. But, yeah, birthday, anniversary, August, then whenever my stuff is done. Okay, Kira's outfit. Oh yeah, that's tomorrow. 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 Kira outfit tomorrow. Oh yeah, Girl did karaoke. I didn't get to watch it though. I think okay, this is kind of random, and I do not mean to complain or insult anybody who takes the time to, put together clips and stuff. I don't mean to be rude, but can I just highly recommend that if you do mashups, if you do not mashup, like if you put like members singing the same song, please check it's in the same key because I like to watch those myself, and they sometimes don't notice that they might be in different keys, so it sounds really off. Please pay attention to that. Thank you. Sorry, I'm sorry. I like to watch those. I like watching them. So sometimes I'll come upon one where if I'm into some, like, I often change the key. First off, I think that I saw one with Idol, and I'm the only one who, because I pitched it like a semitone lower, and I'm the only one, and it sticks out so much to me. But I've seen it in others too. So just keep in mind. I mean, do whatever you want. If we, I mean, maybe not everyone notices it. If not everyone notices it and enjoys it, then please go enjoy it. Do what you want. It's just a friendly recommendation, a free piece of advice. That's all. I feel kind of mean. I hope that doesn't come up. do whatever you want. It was just something I noticed. I'm assuming people don't hear it. I'm sorry to ruin the Moomin. Sorry to ruin the Moomin. But people, not everyone notices it. So enjoy what you enjoy. Do what you want to do. Be free, like a bird. Sorry, that was like, I think I was listening yesterday. It was on my mind. I think that is all for now. I will get help. I will listen to what Kyla said to me many a moon ago, and I will get some help. And I can stream, and I'll have more stuff to do. And I'll be mum, me mum, me mum, me mum, me mum, me mum. Okay. Well, again, I'm sorry. No stream, but thank you for listening to the Twitter space. I hope that I made sense and do not do what I'm doing now, which is lose my train of thought too much. I think I need yogurt. I'm going to eat my yogurt. Yeah! I miss streaming. I'm not bored. Especially now. I'm not bored. It's not like when I was sick. But there is an emptiness. It feels really weird. I don't like it. I want to stream normally. Make me meme. But I'm having lots of fun. I'll have more fun if I can stream too. So, easiest. Have a good rest of your day, night, or evening. I think most of my viewers are in NA, so good night. If you're in Japan, oh, it's not morning anymore. No, ohayo. Konnichiwa. Hello. My tummy grumbled because I need to eat food. Okay, how do I stop this? Oh, why am I on my computer? It's on my phone. Okay. Bye-bye. How do you stop it? End. Oh. End. I end you. Bye-bye. Yes.